left off discussing the sheet of Abaye that mentions that the Brais is to be understood as la'alter as opposed to la'achar zman. That if bor is done la'alter, then it's mutter l'chadchila. La'achar zman, one is chayiv min hator, the diuk of the gon, shin yotes, that here la'alter does not mean b'shas achila mamish, after all, because mida kam rabaye, ulevo bayom, that seems to indicate that la'alter is a broader period of time. Because if, in fact, there would be an issa d'araisa, if it's not b'shas achila mamish, so therefore, why is it that Abaye in the Gemara chooses the term of lebo b'yom? It should simply say that any time one does so shelo b'shas achila, one is chayiv min haTorah. So from here we see that la'alter certainly is a broader span. And we saw the Rabbeinu Chanan on daf ayin dal. There's also what the Rashba writes, as we'll soon see in Avodas HaKodesh, that if it's considered to be the tzorach also suda shemesiv, but that already is considered to be la'alter, within the normal window of time that one is preparing for the coming meal, that is considered to be la'alter, and therefore Abaye says that that is mutar l'chadchila. We had mentioned the Mishneh Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham in Shin Chaf Aleph that uses the term of mishas yitzim beis hakneses. When the men are leaving the shul, they're coming home to begin to start the suda, that already is considered al-pidin to be la'alter. And we saw the chiddush of Yerbein Yerucham that argues that no, suda hasmucha is considered to be la'alter, even if it means that it's kamishaos kodem achila. And this possibility is relevant for the sugya of knivas hayerek, because the sugya tells us in Kuf Yudad Mabez, Kuf Tezvav Amud Aleph, that if you have an instance of Yom HaKippurim Shechalios B'Shabbos, the Chachamim allow knivas hayerek to occur even on that day itself, even though one is only going to begin eating, obviously, after Seis HaKochavim. We'll have to see when we do that sugya what exactly is the problem of knivas hayerek. Is it merely a hachana problem? Is it a tochein problem? Is it a borer problem? What is the problem of kniva sayerek? But the Gemara tells us that this is mutter as long as it's min hamincha ulamala. Rashi writes min hamincha ulamala is relevant because, after all, the purpose of doing so is in order to elicit agmas nefesh, misakin ve'enu ochel, and that's true b'sof hayom, because at that point in time a person is already shoef lechol. And we saw the opposite chiddush in Balamor, that if a person will prepare at an earlier time, we're afraid that Shema Yavli De'achila, therefore the Gemara only allows this min ha-mincha l'mala, because at that point in time, pas v'salo. What's relevant for our sugi is the comment that the Mishneh Berurah has in Tafri Shir Aleph in Shar HaTzion, that if you assume that there is a problem that requires la'alter, for example, the case of Tzias Egozim, that the Mechaber writes in Tafrei Shir Aleph, so therefore, how indeed is this considered to be la'alter? So a couple of possibilities. Maybe one possibility would be the sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham, the ready min haminchu ulamala, that is considered to be la'alter. Or the Shar HaTzion writes the following chiddush, and that is perhaps la'alter does not have necessarily a zman kotsu, but rather it depends on the degree of the hachana. If it's considered to be a more elaborate hachana, therefore la'alter is considered to be a broader period of time. And therefore, the Gemara mentions the possibility if a person is having yisud gedola, even min haminchu lamal is considered to be la'alter. Mishneh Berurah in the Shar HaTzion does the chiddush that under normal conditions where a person is not required to prepare as much. So in such an instance, even Mikar Hadin, and that sugi of Kniva Serek would not allow min amincha umala, but rather simply preparation, which is in fact samuch l'chashecha. So those are the various shitas regarding la'alter. We also pointed out the chiddush in the Ramban in our sugya, when the Ramban tells us that if something is considered to be derech achil, it is mutter, as opposed to derech breira. So the Ramban's mashal is, for example, a person is ka'ochel, umatzah psoles, certainly it's mutter to remove the psoles. What exactly does the Ramban mean? Is that really true? After all, we learned that psoles mitoch ochel is forbidden min haTorah. The Ramban is obviously telling us that sometimes everyone will agree that psoles mitoch ochel, matzah psoles v'chaticha, that is considered to mutter because that is derech achila. The Chazon Ish understands, as we mentioned, the Ramban in a very limited sense, b'shas li'isa, if a person will put something in his mouth, as we began, And there is psoles, besoch piv. He's obligated to swallow the psoles? Of course not. He can remove that psoles, because that's mamish considered to be derech achila. When the Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halach in Shin Yud Tes cites this Ramban, the Mishnah Berurah assumes the Ramban is not talking about as part of ma'is achila, but simply, even if it's biyado, if it's b'shas achila, that's not la'alter. That's considered to be part of the ma'is achila itself, and in such an instance, there it is mutter to take psoles mitoch ochel. Again, we normally will assume that psoles mitoch ochel is only b'shas le'isa, but that's the possibility that the Bir Halacha writes in Shin Yud Tes and Siv Dalet, that perhaps even if it's a dayin biyado, if it is b'shas achila, that is not considered to be la'alter, where psoles mitoch ochel is aser. Under those conditions, psoles mitoch ochel is in fact mutter. As mentioned, the Gemara questions the first two possibilities in understanding the Braisa, but the view of Rav Yosef, which is Biyad, and the view of Rav Hamnuna, which is Ochel Mitoch Psoles, the view of Abayi, which is La'alter, that the Gemara seems to assume the Maskana is indeed true, and this is what Rabbeinu Chananel assumes, this is what the Rush quotes, another Rishonim, the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Chananel, and Dafayin Dalma Beis, that all three are necessary in order to allow an act of Borer. It's not simply that the this is considered to be a kila achar yad. It would be very unusual to assume that you need three different requirements in order to label something as kila achar yad. But rather here, as we pointed out, it must indeed be derech achila. Derech achila means something which does biyad and ochel and la'alter. Those are all part of the definition of what is considered to be derech achila. Even though we assume the halach and shin yud tes that all three are required, not all Rishonim assume that that is true. After all, when the Gemara presents these possibilities, the Gemara does not tell us that you need Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Hamnuna and Abaye, right? These are alternate possibilities of understanding the Braisa. And Eglital points out that if you look carefully in Rashi, you will see that Rashi clearly disagrees. Rashi, we started yesterday, is bothered by the following. Right, the Gemara quotes the Chiddush of Abayi's Shita, right, that Borer la'alter is mutter l'chadchila, v'im birer chayim chatos, that's referring to Breira la'achar zman. Good, and Rava says the Shapra Manachmeni that that is indeed pshat in the Braisa itself. And then the Gemara quotes a new Memra. The Gemara says that Hay lefanav shnei mini ochlin, Rav Ashi says that you are potter. So that's the Gemara's difficulty. What do you mean potter? V'hatani chayim. Didn't we learn in the Braisa chayim? What Braisa is the Gemara referring to? That was the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas. Tosas writes, this is a new Braisa. The Gemara is not referring to the above-mentioned Braisa. That above-mentioned Braisa, what do you mean? We resolved that already, no? We said, for example, according to Abaye, it's la'alter as opposed to la'achar zman. So what does it mean, v'hatani chayim? A new Braisa. Rashi writes differently. Rashi writes that one word, le'el. What does that mean? We're reverting back to that original Braisa. How is it possible for you, Rav Ashi, to say that you are potter? After all, in the earlier Braisa, we stated that you are chayiv. Good? What's the answer? No. It depends what type of kli you're using. Are you referring to a knon v'tamchli? Are you referring to nafu kfara? If it's nafu kfara, then you're chayiv. But knon v'tamchli, you are not. That means that the Braisa that we are speaking about is referring to a case of Breira, which is Bekli. Good? According to Rashi, that means the Braisa de la'el. The initial Braisa is talking about one who engages in Borer Bekli. And yet, Abayi says, and what are the two halves of the Braisa? Mutter and Chayiv? La'alter as opposed to La'achar Zman? So Tosa says, you see, according to Rashi Shita, apparently, that Borer la'altel is mutter even benafu kvara, even for a kli, which is miyuchad, for the purpose of Breira. That is what Tosa writes, and Tosa maintains that, what do you mean, that cannot be? No? After all, if a person does so b'kli, one is chayiv min ha-Torah, even if it is la'altel. What is Rashi Shita? Segle Tal points out, in the Malach of Borer and Aleph test, that Rashi Shita's apparent, that's not true, that if one will go ahead and be Borer, even benafu kvara, as long as it's ochel mitoch psoles, if it is la'alter, that is considered to be mutter, la'achar zman, that is chayim. So that, the Gittal points out, is Rashi Shita, that the Maskana Sagamara is la'alter is considered to be the key fashion, even if it is benafu kvara, that which is la'alter cannot be called bora la'otzer, And that is considered to be mutar lechatchila. Good? That's chiddush number one of Rashi Shita. That borer is mutar l'altar, even if it is benafuk kvar. Chiddush number two of Rashi Shita, Glital writes, if one is borer biyad, as long as it's ochel mitoch psoles, even if it's la'achar zman, even if it's la'achar zman, that also was mutar lechatchila. Well, that's chiddush two, according to Rashi. Brera biyad is mutar even la'achar zman. Where do you see that that's true? The first part we understand, that's Tosas Zahara. If you're going to say the earlier Bryce is Nafu Kvara, Abayi said the altar is mutter. So apparently you see Nafu Kvara, the altar is mutter. Good. That's Chiddush number one. Where do you see Chiddush number two, however? Now, that if the Brera is done Biyad, then it is mutter even if it is La'achar Zman. Where do you see that that is true? So Gleital points out the following. The Raya is as follows. Ravashi says, the Braisa potter. No? Ravashi understood the Braisa, Hailach and Hashem Yochlim, potter. Good? And the Kasha was Hatani Chayim. What was the case of potter? Knon v'tamchim. Knon v'tamchim. Good? So what does that mean? Knon v'tamchim, it is potter avalosim. What is that talking about? Is that talking about la'altar? Is that talking about la'achar zman? Well, obviously, El Gital writes that's talking about Lachar Zman, no? Because El Gital just got through pointing out that Rashi Shit is Lauter, even Nafu Ukvara is Mutar Lechatchila. So if you have a Brice that tells us Knon Vitamchui is Potter, so what is that referring to? Not Brer Lauter. Lauter Rashi writes is Mutar Lechatchila, even a Kli which is Miyuchad for Borim. So the Braisa that Ravashi interprets, that Knon V'tamchui is Potter, what is that talking about? That's talking about Breira La'achar Zman. Wow, that's a further Kiddush, no? That Knon V'tamchui La'achar Zman Olchem Mitoch Psoles is Potter. That's Rashi Shita. So if it would be Breira La'achar Zman, if it's B'nafu Kvara, then you're Chayim, good? If it's Knon V'tamchui, that's the Braisa Ravashi, then you are Potter. And what if it's Biyad? So if it's Biyad, apparently, Mutter, no? Even though it's La'achar Zman. Those are the three gradations. We know that there's a difference between Biyad, as opposed to Knon V'tamchui, a Kli which is not Miyuchad for Borer, as opposed to Nafu Kvara. According to Rashi Shita, these three halachos cannot be referring to Borer La'altar, because the way Rashi learns the sugya Tosas comments, Bor Lauter is Mulchad Chachila even Benafu Kvara. So therefore, these three gradations of Mutter, Potter, and Chayiv must be within the case of Borer La'achar Zman. Wow, so that's Rashi Shtidish. That Borer Biyad even La'achar Zman is Mutter. If it's La'alter, then it's Mutter even Afu Kvara. If it's La'achar Zman, then you have the three halachos, according to Rashi, that indeed it is either mutter, potter, or chayiv, depending on whether it's biyad, whether it's b'knon v'tamchui, whether it's b'nafu kvara. Also against Rav Psak Halacha, against the view of Rabbeinu Chananah. Good? So those are three chidushim according to Rashi Shita. Good? Nafu kvara lauter is mutter, biyad lachar zman is mutter, knon v'tamchui lachar zman is potter. Good? And now the Gleital points out, look at Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel, the Mishnah just says Haborer. Borer is Chayiv Midaraisa. Right? What's the case of Borer Midaraisa? Rashi writes Psoles Biyadav. Borer Biyad. Borer Biyad, we just understood. No, if it's La'alter, it's Mutar Lechatchila. Right? If it is B'nafu Kfar, Rashi learns it's Mutar Lechatchila. So where is Borer Biyad Chayiv? Like Gleital points out, that's what Rashi says. Psoles biyada. That's Rashi writes the Mishnah, those two words. No? Dirmaskal haborer. Psoles biyada. That's a further chiddush of Rashi. If a person is borer psoles mitoch ochel, in such a case, that's chayiv midaraisa, even if it's done biyad. Now, those are Rashi's four halachos. No? That's the diuk of that Gleital. Combining that one word in Rashi, right, in our sugya, le'el, right, with the Rashi and the Mishnah, the two words. Borer is psoles biyadav. Good? So he points out, from here you see, four, like Gita writes, five halachos. Nafu kvar is mutil alter, biyad is mutiv nacharzman, nacharzman kron v'tamchu is potter. The third halacha, the psolus mitochocho biyadav, that's chayiv min hatorah. And then the fifth halacha, Gital writes, is this would even be true if it's lalter as well? Right here, that's the mashmar from the Gemara daf ayin dalet. And Rashi writes apparently categorically that psolus mitochochel is considered to be derech breira. Psolus is not derech achila. That's the chiddush of Rashi Shita. So whereas we're used to assuming, as Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rabbeinu Chananel and daf ayin dalet obeys, now that all three requirements are necessary. This is not true according to Rashi Shita. Those are the five halachas that Gital points out that you can glean from the very brief comments, the way Rashi understands the Shakla Vitaria of the Gemara. If you look in the Rashba, this Rashba is found in a separate chibur the Rashba has, which is called Avodas HaKodesh, found in Simen Hei and in Simen Ches. The Rashba presents a new Shita that La'alter is Mutter. And the Rashba writes that the altar is mutter even if it is psolas mitochocha. We point out Rashi Shita is not that way. Rashi writes on the Mishnah, Borer midaraisa is even biyad if it's psolas. Psolas is never called derech achila. The Rashba writes that's not true. As long as it is la altar, right, that is mutter even in a case of psolas mitochocha. La altar, by its very essence, is called derech achila as opposed to bar la'otzar. As we discussed earlier, now Abaye was bothered. No, you're plugging in so many different factors into the Mishnah, no, into the Braisa. The Braisa doesn't say any of this. No, and we pointed out yesterday, can't you raise the same kasha against Abaye? So Abaye says la'otzar as opposed to la'chazman. Does the Braisa say this? The answer is the following: that la'otzar la'chazman is not just simply a description of Borer. No? That is the definition of the Malacha. That's why Abaye uses the term. Within Abaye Shita, the Gemara uses the terminology of Borer Lotzer. The definition is that you are sorting in order to store. So if I will tell you, if you do it for immediate use, that is not the Malacha of Borer at all. The question of how you select, how you sort, that's a detail in terms of the Tzuras HaMalacha. No? So you can tell me Kli, or Biyad, or Ochel, or Psoles, Shir, Chatzi Shir. That Abaye says, those are simply the conditions of Borer. The Braisa should have said that. La'alter, as opposed to La'charzman, is the very essence of Borer. And Enochinami, the Rashba writes, if the Borer is considered to be La'alter, that is Mutter, even in a case of Psoles Mitochochem. This chiddush that la'alter is mutter, even if it's taking psalas mitochochel, because la'alter can never be called borer otzer. Perhaps unless one is mamish using a kli which is milcha the borer, that can't be called derech achila. Right? You use a sieve or a sifter, how is that called ma'isa achila? But borer which is la'alter, even psalas mitochochel, that is considered to be mutter. This, the Rashba writes in that piece in Avodas HaKodesh in Simen Hei, is very important for understanding the Malacha of Borer Anyantiv. This is the issue. We saw the Mishnah already. Not in Beis Andaf Yudalim and Beis. Mishnah quotes the Shita Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai assumes that Borer is forbidden on Shabbos, Borer is forbidden on Yantiv, and the conditions of Breira must be met even on Yantiv itself. And therefore, Beis Shammai says, Yidalnu Beis, that Borer Ochel Ochel. No, you have to take whatever Ochel, whatever you would take on Shabbos, you do on Yantiv as well. And Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel says that Borer Kedarko. Whatever you would do B'chol, that's what you do on Yantiv. We don't want you to use a kli which is miyuchad for the purpose of Borer. After all, maybe that's an uvda d'chol, to be able to use a kli which is miyuchad of Borer. When you learn Maseches Beitz, it's not so unusual that even when it comes to certain malachos that are mamish, malachos al chonefesh, We don't use a kli which is miyuchavakav, tochein borer. But in principle, Beis Hillel says, what is the factor that's relevant for yantiv? Efficiency. No? Because that's what you would do b'chol. That's Beis Hillel Shita. What is the heter? What is the basis of the heter of borer on yantiv? Why should that be mutter? One could argue as follows, that apparently borer is considered to be melech ha'sof ha'nefesh. If borer is called melech ha'sof ha'nefesh, so of course Beis Hillel is 100% right. That borer kedarko. How is it different from other cases of melech ha'sof ha'nefesh? The issue then, of course, is the following. How do you define melech ha'sof ha'nefesh? Where do you draw the line? So Tosfos and Beitz and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph refers you to the Rishalmi. The cutoff point is Lisha. Mishas Lisha ve'elech. The drush of the Yerushalmi Tosfos quotes is the following. The Torah tells us, Ach ha'she'achel, ochonefesh hu levado yaseh lachem, ochonefesh. The Torah also tells us, Ushmartem es ha'matzos. That's the drush of the Yerushalmi. The same parsha, Ushmartem es ha'matzos. Just like Shmira regarding Matzah's mitzvahs, Mishas, Lisha ve'elech, that's the Yerushalmi, Lisha, not Ktsira, Lisha ve'elech, Hu hadinami ocho nefesh, is Mishas, Lisha ve'elech. That's what Tosfos calls, long Tosfos, Gimlam Nof, Tzachas Beitza, that's the drasha of the Yerushalmi. In other words, Matzah requires Shmira. When does it have the status of Matzah? When did it have the status of Ochel? When are you mafresh challah? Mishas Lisha. When does that have the status of Lechem? The answer is Mishas Lisha. Before that, they were just grains. Now it's considered to be Hefter Shalochel. That requires Shmira. That requires Hafreshes Chala. That already is called Ochel Nefesh. Ochel Nefesh is Mishas Lisha Veilech. That's the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi Shita. This Chiddush of the Yerushalmi, Lisha Ve'elech, is this a Din D'oraisa or is this a Din D'rabbanan? Yerushalmi calls Psukim. Shmartem es ha'matzos. Ach ha'she'ochel chol nefesh. Lisha Ve'elech, Din D'oraisa, Din D'rabbanan. We've discussed earlier, that's a machlokas D'ran and the Ramban. The Ran is found in Beitz and Daf Yud Beis and Beis and Daf Harif, where the Ran writes the following Chiddush: Misash Lisha Ve'elech is only a Din D'Rabbanan. And the Ramban assumes differently. The Ran refers you to the Ramban. The Ramban is found in the Mochamos, in Beitz and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis. But the Ramban is explicit that this Chiddush of Lisha Ve'elech is a Din D'Araisa. This is not a Din D'Rabbanan. We pointed out in the earlier Shiurim that this machlokes, the Ran in the Ramban, is the Shitase of the Heter of Ocho Nefesh. Why is it that Ocho Nefesh is Mutar on Yantiv? We mentioned previously three possibilities, no? One possibility is Duchuya, one possibility is Hutra. There's a third possibility, something which is beyond Hutra, that's called Lo Nevra. That this Isser, these Malachos, were never formulated. This is what the Ramban emphasizes in Torah Sa'adam, that sometimes something is mutter, not because there is a matir. Matir implies that there's an Isser, there's a heter, and then you can ask the next question, what is the mechanism of this heter? Is it called Hutra? Is it called Dechuya? There's an Isser of bring a Karah Betumah. We know that that's allowed if it is Bitsibur. So what is the vehicle of Heter? Hutra, Dechuya. The Ramban points out sometimes something is Mutter simply because it is not within the scope of this or at all. That's not called Hutra, that's not called Dechuya. The Ramban gives you a number of rayas, no? The Ramban writes in Torah Sada, that's Pshat Rashi Brachos Nav Chof Medalef when it comes to Tumas Kohanim. A Kohen is Metame of the Krovim. Why is that true? Rashi says because The pasuk says that there's no iser of tumas kohen in these conditions. Ki im l'shera karav elav. What more do you want the pasuk to say? The pasuk says a kohen cannot be metami himself casually, with the exception of a karav. That's not hutra. That's not dechuya. Right? That's lo nemra. That was never included in the iser itself. That's what Rashi writes. That's what the Ramban explains. In fact, the Gemara's Machlokas Tanaim, Rav Akiva, Rav Yishmael, whether lo yitama, a kohen must be metami for a krovim? Is that really true? Is it a mitzvah or is it a reshus? A kohen must be metami or a kohen may be metami? Ask a simple question. How can you see a kohen may be metami? If it's not a chiyu, how can it be doch in iser of tumas kohenim? How can you say it's only a reshus? Reshus is doch alav daraisa. You know what the answer is? That's what Rabbi Chanan points out. There is no lav daraisa. This is not called tumas kohenim. So therefore, you can have a machlokes tanoim, Rabbi Kim, Rabbi Yishmo, whether it's a chiyuv, whether it's a reshus. Because mamish lo nemra. We pointed out three shitas when it comes to ochel nefesh. Good? Rashi shita is duchuya. Because Rashi writes in Beis Rachav Gimel Mod Beis that the only time ochel nefesh is mutar and yantif is only if it's efshel kayim shneihem. If it's efshel kayim shneihem, there's no heter ochel nefesh. That's why Rashi writes that shchit is allowed on yantif, because if you'll shech them before yantif, asi lemisrach bisra, the basar is going to spoil. But seida is not allowed on yantif, because you don't have to spend yantif catching fish. Catch the fish before yantif. That's the chumra of the Ramban, Tav Tzanihe, that one should not do malacha kedarko on yantif, even if it's malacha sechon nefesh, if it could have done before yantif. That's Rashi Shita. And Rov Rishonim disagree with Rashi. Rov Rishonim, as we've discussed at length in the other Shiurim, maintain that's not true. Where did Rashi get that from? Efshar, efshar. That's all dechuya. Now dechuya is always only if it's efshar l'kayim shneihem. That's the Gemara Yuma Daf Vav Sanher Daf Yud Beis. That's dechuya. Push comes to shove. A is docha B. But if you can resolve that conflict, of course you have to resolve the conflict. If the avodah can be done b'tara, you don't do avodah b'tumah. If Bnei Yisrael is tameh, and it's early enough that the Sanhedrin can add an extra month, they must add an Adar Sheni. Because then, by the time Pesach will arrive, you'll buy time, and everyone will be Torah. If you hold the Gemara Sanhedrin, Yedveza Medveza, the Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, the Sanhedrin is not allowed to add an extra month. Because that's called Ibur Hashana Shelo Letzorech. That's the difference in Hutra versus Duchuya. The Ran and Daf Yedveza Medveza, the Ran and Daf Tesa Medveza and Beitza, those two places, assumes that ochel nefesh is hutra on yantif. It's not duchuya. Hutra. And therefore the Ran writes that even if it's efshar mibod yom, leches ochel nefesh is mutter. Against Rashi Shita. The only time Rashi's consideration is true, efshar ni efshar, the Ran points out is not when it comes to ochel nefesh. That's when it comes to machshirei ochel nefesh. A different concept. Machshir ochel nefesh is a sugya based on Avchav Ches, Hashchazas Asakim. Sharpening a knife in order to do shchita. Shchita is ochel nefesh. Sharpening the knife for shchita, that's machshir ochel nefesh. The Ran points out, machshir ochel nefesh is not hutra. The only reason machshir ochel nefesh is mutter according to Rabbi Yud is because it is litzorech hashchita, that is duchuya. There, Rashi is 100% right. Sharpening a knife on yanta for shchita is only allowed if it is yef shemi bod yom. So if the knife was broken or dull before yantif, you cannot wait until yantif to engage in hashchaza sasakin. But if the knife was good and the knife broke on yantif, then Rabbi Yehuda says you can sharpen on yantif. But the Ran points out you cannot apply that principle to ochel nefesh mamish. The Ran spells out explicitly because ochel nefesh is hutra. Good? The Ramban goes a step further. The Ramban in Parshas Emor, Beikra Chav Gimel, and the Ramban the Malchamos and Beitz Yud Gimel and Beis, much more than that. The Ramban says when it comes to Shabbos, the Torah says Lo Sasa Chol Malacha. When it comes to Yantif, the Torah says Mokom Leches Avoda Lo Sasu. What's the difference between Kol Malacha as opposed to Malaches Avoda? The Ramban says Malaches Ochon Nefesh. Malaches Ochon Nefesh is not forbidden on Yantif. Malaches Ochon Nefesh is not called Malaches Avoda. That doesn't mean Hutra. That means it's not within the scope of Isser. Lo Nemru Malachos Ha'elam. These Malachos are not Aser Al on Yantif. That's the Chiddush the Ramban. The Ramban writes, Malaches Avod is forbidden, Malaches Hasuda is permitted. How do you define Malaches Hasuda as opposed to Malaches Avod? So the Ramban explains very simply. Malaches Hasuda means those Malachos that are done with Tzorech Osa Hasuda. You're sitting down, you're about to have dinner. What malachos do you have to do? No, to prepare that dinner. You're going to start harvesting. You're going to start plowing. You're going to start planting. Of course not. Any malacha which is performed with that broader vision, a malacha lachar zman, the malacha is not done. You don't harvest for the coming meal. You don't plant for the coming meal. You don't plow for the coming meal. That Ramban writes, that's called Malachas Avoda. That's Avoda Sakarka. That which is done in preparation for the Suda, that's called Malachas Asuda. That's the Chiddush the Ramban. And where do you draw the line? The Ramban writes, that's the Yerushalmi. Mishas Lisha Ve'elech. That's the Yerushalmi. Kol Gam Lisha. That's Malaches Avoda. Lachar Lisha is Malaches Asuda. So if I'll ask you, according to the Ramban, is that a Din D'Oraisa? Is that a Din D'Rabbana? Of course that's a Din D'Oraisa. Now, that's the definition of Malaches Avoda. Malaches Avoda as opposed to Malaches Asuda. That's a Din D'Oraisa. That's not a Din D'Rabbana. The Ran understands that Malaches Ochon Nefesh is Hutra. That's what the Ran writes explicitly. Testament Beis and Daf Yerith Maseches Beitza. What does Hutra mean? There is an Isser. Not as the Ran. There is an Isser. But Simchas Yantif Ochon Nefesh is Matir. Even Hutra means there's a Matir. If someone were to ask you why you're allowed to take a walk on Shabbos, the answer would not be Hutra. Hutra. Hutra implies that there's an Isser, and there's a special Heter, Matu Lagamre. You wouldn't say that about Dvarim HaMutarim. The Ran who writes the Malachas Ochon Nefesh is Hutra is very different than the Ramban. It presupposes that there is an Isser, but the Isser is lifted as long as it's the Tzorech Ochon Nefesh. So according to the Ran, there is an Isser. There is an Isser of Bishul, and there is an Isser of Afi, and there is an Isser of Toche, and there is an Isser of Borer. These Yisroim exist on Yantif. But they are lifted if it is a Tzorech Ochon Nefesh. So now the Ran is very bothered. If the Isser exists, and Ochon Nefesh is Matir, so how do you understand the difference Mishas Lisha Ve'elech? If Ochon Nefesh can be Matir Malacha A, why is not Matir Malacha B? According to the Ramban, Malacha B doesn't exist. Okay, it's not Matir at all. So A is Aser, Daraisa, B is Mutar L'Chatchila. But if you're telling me these Yisurim exist, but Simchas Yantif Ochon Nefesh is Matir, so why is it Matir one and not Matir another? That's the Ran L'Shita saying. The Ran, who on Daf Yud Beis, Mud Beis, and Daf Yerif Maseches Beitza argues that Mishas Lisha Ve'elach is a Din D'Rabbanan. That's not Smachta, that's not a Drasha Gemura. Midaraisa, Vochon Efesh is Matir, should be Matir Lagamre. The Ramban agrees on a level Dirabanan to the distinction of the Ramban. In principle, Simchas Yatashi Matir Lagamre. However, the Chachamim stepped in. We only want the Heter Vochon Efesh to apply to those types of things that you do for the coming Suda. Things that you normally don't do for the coming window of time, why should we allow that to be done on Yantif? So Ktsira, for example, you don't normally harvest for the coming meal, so we're not even going to allow you to pick an apple to eat on Yantif. Because Ktsira generally is Lachar Zman. Enoch inami midaraisa. We could envision picking an apple and eating it as Melechah Sofon Efesh, but a melacha such as kotzer, which normally is done for a broader window of time, the Chachamim forbid, even if it is Tzorach Achila Mamish. That's the Ran. Li Shevelech is only a smachta de Rabbanan. That's the Chiddush. That the Machlok is the Ran and the Ramban. Well, Li Shevelech did as the Rabbanan is Lishitase of Hutra versus Lon Emran. Because Lon Emran is the Din D'Oraisa. Whatever is, whatever is not, is not. That's the Chiddush of the Ramban, level D'Oraisa, Melechus Avodah, as opposed to Melechus Asuda. And the Ran, who argues that distinction only Din D'Rabbanan. Now, within this concept of Shasli Shevelech, so how does our Sugya fit in? Borim. What is Borim? Kodam Lisha? La'achar Lisha? Well, you look at our mission of Ein Gimel, Borer is Kodem Lisha. So what does that mean? Borer is not called Lechas Al Chanefesh. There's no Heter Borer on Yantif. Yeah, doesn't Beis Hillel say the Borer Kedarko? So the Ramban writes the following Kiddush. The Ramban there in the Mochamos, now if you give him a Beis. Ramban writes, the sugyan beits yadav yadav malalav tochen. The sugyan borer beits yadav mebeis. Isn't that called melechus ochon efesh? Right? The Gemara says yadav yadav malalav. Sometimes you can engage in tchina on yantiv. And the sugyan we saw yadav mebeis, borer's mutter on yantiv. So Ramban writes, the following chiddush. It depends. The same malacha. Borer Tochein can at times be Melechus Avod and at times be Melechus Asuda. It all depends. What type of Borer, what type of Tochein are you talking about? No? Household Tochein? Household Borer? Massive Borer? What type of Tochein are you talking about? For a farmer to separate the psoles from the grains in his field, that's Melechus Avodah. Household Borer is called Melechus Ochon Efesh. The Ramban writes, Hanhu Melechus Hayom Ninhu. This type of Borer is called Melechus Ochon Efesh. That's why this is Mutter on Yantif. Borer can at times be Melechus Avodah, at times be Melechus Ochon Efesh. This is not an exact parallel. But what about Borer on Shabbos? If it's La'alter, it's Mutar Chachila. If it's La'achar Zman, it's Nisa Daraisa. The same act can sometimes be Chilul Shabbos Daraisa and sometimes Mutar Chachila. All depending on whether it's La'alter, whether it's La'achar Zman. The Ramban writes the same is true when it comes to Yantiv. It's not the same halacha. No? On Shabbos, we require Maisa Chila. That means La'alter. On Yantiv, you don't require La'alter. And Yantif, all you require is the Tzorach Lachon Efesh. The Tzorach Lachon Efesh means what our Gemara calls Lebo Bayom. Yeah, this is very similar to the beginning of the Sugya of Ula, no? Ula says we have a Brais on Shabbos, right? Where Borer is Mutter and Borer is Chayiv. What's the answer? Lebo Bayom as opposed to Lachar Zman, no? The Gemara rejects Ula. What do you mean? But interesting Chiddush, no? But you know what? That concept of Ula is certainly true. We discussed in the earlier shiur, it's certainly true in terms of a difference between Bor Lotzer as opposed to Derech Achila. But it's even true when it comes to Yantif as well. No? You want to define whether Borer is called Meleches Och Nefesh, Meleches Havoda. Well, if it's the Tzorech Yantif, that's called Meleches Och Nefesh. And if you're doing Brera now for long term, that's not just a Hachana problem. That's called Meleches Havoda. Sometimes Lebo Biyom Es Balaz Nachzman is critical in determining the essence of the Melech of Borer. That's the Chiddush the Ramban, that Borer could be called Meleches Och Nefesh. Because after all, Bor is Mutter. So even though in our list, it's Kodem Lisha, that's true. In the processing of grain, there is Borah, which is Kodem Lisha. That's not what we're talking about in our Mishnah. Here we're talking about a person sitting down Yantip to eat, and he has kidneys before him. HaBorah kidneys be Yantip, he still says, HaBorah Kedarko. That's called Melech HaSoch HaNefesh. That's an important Chiddush. That's what we normally assume. No, Borer Tochin, that's all called Melech HaSoch HaNefesh. If you look, for example, Nuchas Yantiv, Tov Kuf Yud. Here, this is where the Mechaber writes, that Borer is Mutar on Yantiv. HaBorer Kitni is B'Yantiv, Borer Kedarko. Borer Kedarko, Borer is Mutar. The Ramah adds, Imrod Selochlo Bo Beyom. When is Borer Mutar on Yantiv? If it's for Yantiv. If it's Melech HaSoch HaNefesh. It quotes the Magen Mishnah, Perek Gimel. Take a look at that Magen Mishnah, because the Magen Mishnah quotes also the Rashba. We'll discuss in a minute. Magen Mishnah, Menuchas Yantiv, Perek Gimel, Tezvav Tezayin. So the Mishnah Berurim Bir Halacha writes simply, on what basis is Mora Mutar on Yantiv? Because very simply, Hatam Dika Ofe Mubashel Dami. Boris Kom, Lech HaSoch HaNefesh. And therefore, Mutaros Biyom Lagamre. It's Mutar to do for Yantiv. Delo Kedas HaRashba. This is against the Chiddush of the Rashba. What's the Rashba? This is this Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh in Perek Hey. The Rashba writes that it's true. The Mishnah says that Beis Hillel allows Breira on Yantiv. Are you ready for this? Of course, that's assuming that it is all La'alter. La'alter. Wow, unbelievable. When Beis Hillel says in Daf Yud Amud Beis that Bor is Mutar on Yantiv, no, it's not Lebo Bayom. Because as long as it's Lebo Bayom, it's Letzarech Och HaNefesh. No. Borer must be La'alter. We'll have to discuss this important issue. Halacha l'maaseh, is there a need for la'alter for brera anyantiv, or is it sufficient to have bo bayom? The Rashba writes, bor anyantiv is only mutar b'es la'alter. Right, so take a look at the Magen Mishnah, Gimel Tezvav Tezayin. Taz discusses this as well here in Tav Kuf Yud. Does that make sense? That la'alter is necessary? As though what? That means borer really should be forbidden? But la'alter is mutter. It's not enough to be Melech HaSoch HaNefesh. Melech HaSoch HaNefesh doesn't require la'alter. What, when you cook on Yantif, it has to be la'alter? You're not allowed to cook on Yantif night to serve after the day meal. Pesachit Shuv Nochas Pesach has an interesting suffix. Now, can you cook tzli on the Seder night for the day meal? Can you cook something on Yantiv that in principle you can't eat right now? You can only eat it b'sof hayom. But normally speaking, of course you can cook on Yantiv lebo bayom. You have to cook only la'alter. That's true when it comes to Afi and Bishol, Melech HaSoch HaNefesh. The Rashba assumes, no, that's not true when it comes to Borer. And therefore, if Bor is Mutter, as Beis Hillel says, it must be Lauter. So, you know, the Bir Halacha writes, what's the obvious difficulty? This is what the Magid Mishnah discusses at length. How does Lauter help? Lauter is only one of the requirements of Derech Achila. But Lauter must be coupled with Ochel mitoch psoles, the Magid Mishnah writes, no? Do you need that on Yantiv? La'alter ochel mitoch psoles? Of course not, no? Beis Shammai says take the ochel, and Beis Hillel disagrees and says, Baruch Adarko, take psoles. So mechatesi, no? Where do you see that la'alter can be matir? If it's not aser, it's not aser. If it is aser, la'alter is matir. Solas mitoch ochel. You know what the answer is? Yeah, that's exactly the Rash Peshitta, even on Shabbos. That's the Rash Peshitta. That's the Rash Peshitta. Against what? Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rash, and Tosos to eat all three requirements. We pointed out Rashi does not agree with that. The Rashba does not agree with that. The Rashba writes that Borer on Shabbos la'alter is mutter min ha-Torah, even if it's psolas mitoch ochel. And on that basis, borer is allowed on yantif only if it's lauter. Not because this rebar doesn't exist. It exists, but it's mutter la-alter, even if it's psolas mitoch ochel. Bir halacha makes the comment, v'tomul av ha-achronim, the prima godim, the beis meir. How can the Rashba say that Bar Yantav is mutter only if it's lauter? What do you mean? Look in Shin Yutes. Psos mitoch ochel is always asra, feel lauter. What's the answer? The Bir Halacha writes, the Harashba efsha dozel l'shitaso, the sphere lay gam b'shabis, im bor la'alter ein chiyu chatos. And that's exactly what the Rashba's chiddush is in Avodah Zakodesh. No? Where does our Gemara say that lauter is only mutter if it's ochel mitoch psoles? That's Hatziruf Hashitas. But Abayi Shita itself that assumes Bor is Mutter as long as it's Lauter, right, that's even true if it's Psolas Mitoch Ochel. Right, that the Rashba understood that there's a marked difference between the other possibilities in the Gemara that were Okimtas as opposed to Abayi. Abayi is telling us if the Malach is Borer La'otzer, so in such a case, if it's La'alter, that is called Derech Achila, and therefore that is Mutter, even if it's Psos Mitoch Ochel. And that would be Mutter even on Shabbos as well. And that's the Heter, Borer on Yantiv. That's what the Bir Halacha continues. Do you need La'alter on Yantiv? That's where the Bir Halacha can take a look, right? Puts together. When you do the issues, Halacha Maisel, have to go through the details in the Bir Halacha. Number one, right, the possibility you don't need Lauter at all. Bo Beyom is sufficient. That's what the Rama writes. But the Rashi requires Lauter. Number two, Rashi Shita, don't forget. Rashi Shita is that any Malacha that you could have done before Yantif, you must do before Yantif. You can't do on Yantif, even if it's Mamish, Malacha Selcha Nefesh. No? So that's what we'll have to discuss, the possibility of combining the shitas. The possibility of perhaps when it comes to that instances where the Bereirach should have been done before Yantif, at least to see to it that it's lauter. Right, covering yourself with the Rashba Shita as well. We'll have to discuss, right, the possibilities of Tziruv. There's a fundamental machlokas, no? That's the Rashba's Chiddush lauter as much even in cases of Psolas Mitoch Ochel. And Glital points out that that cannot be Shita's Rashi. Because if something is la'alter, it's mutter, even b'kli, right? Even b'kli. But yet, Rashi writes that, right, psolas mitoch ochel is usher, even if it is in fact biyad. And Lital points out that according to Rashi, psolas mitoch ochel is chayiv min ha-Torah. Right? Whether it's la'alter, whether in fact it's la'acharman, against the shita of the Rashba. The Gemara, at the very end of the sugya, after it presents all five shitas, the Gemara tells us the following story. The Gemara tells us that it was a Shabsa de Rabibi Havoy, right? On that particular Shabbos, right, Rabibi was the waiter. And when he brought the food to the table, Shata Kamayel Kilkola de Peri, he took the entire basket of peros, and then he just turned it upside down. He scattered the peros. And Rav Dimi had the following suffix. Why did Rav Bibi do that? Why Shodda Kamayu? Was it because of a Borer problem? No? That maybe Rav Dimi is of the opinion that Ochel Mitoch Psoles is also. And that's why Shoda Kamayu? Or was it Mishum Ayin Yafu de Mechavir? Or he was just doing so as proper etiquette, that he wanted everybody to see the choice peros that were before them. Hey, you can have a whole bushel of peros, he won't even be able to see like what's at the bottom of the container. So therefore, right, he put all of it out before them, that they should take Bayin Yafa. Ayin Yafu de Mechavir. No? What does it mean that imishum the savar ochamitochop salas is asa? That this would be a problem of borer? Even if you're taking ochamitochop salas, you take a look at the Rashi. Okay. And therefore what? Shadda kamayu in order to solve the borer problem. No? That's a fascinating chiddush then. No? Let's assume there was a borer problem. Maybe even Ochel Mitoch Pselos would be Aser. Maybe that was the possible thinking of Rabibi. So then, how is this problem solved? Shada Kamel Kukala Deperi. So again, fascinating Yiddish, no? When we began the Sugi, pointed out the following. Right, we'll have to again discuss the details. Bora presupposes two different considerations. Number one, shnei minim. Good, shnei minim, ochlim soles. If it's all min echad, how is there borer? Number two, they must be shnei minim hameuravin. Right? Ein borer ele bitaruvos. If you have one piece here, one piece there, that's not a problem of borer. It would appear from Rabibi, a fascinating chiddush, that one can disrupt, one can break the taruvos in order to solve a borer problem. If you have an apple here and an orange there, that's not borer. What happens if they're together? Shada kamal kukala deperi. Right? Pizar hataruvos. Scatter them. And whatever problem potentially would have existed is now resolved. That's a very interesting chiddush. That would be an incredible etzah then, no? Whenever you have a problem of brera that's predicated in the fact that obviously it's the taruvos, so scatter the taruvos. Now each thing is sitting by itself, and therefore, in fact, that would be mutter. Take a look in the Gros Moshe, Chelek Dalid, in Simen Ayin Dalid. There's a section of Dine Borer, Os Yud Aleph. The Rav Moshe writes that this is a option halacha, pizra taruvos. Right, you have something which is right now a taruvos, and you realize that there's going to be a borer problem. And it has to be solved by three conditions, but you're not going to meet those three conditions. This is not ba'altin. Well, if the taruvos is scattered, in such a case, that's it. They're no longer muravin zebazeh. And in such a case, you don't necessarily have to meet the requirements of borer. And take a look at that piece. In Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, right, in the Perek on Borer, Perek Gimel Ha'arav Vav, the Shmir Shabbos quotes this Chiddush Nimer B'Shlomo Zalman. He quotes our Gemara. B'Shlomo Zalman writes that it's mashma that mutter la'adam levazer v'lishtoach minim shonim amuravim. It's mashma that one can go ahead and scatter the peros. Kedei shihu mutter la'adam acher livras ha'psalas. In order to allow someone else to take the psalas. That was the case in the Gemara, no? Rabibi scattered, and then the others who were present, right, would go ahead and take whatever they wanted. That's the way that it's quoted in the Shmir Shabbos and the Haravah. There it sounds like that person A can break the taruvos in order that person B will access. No? Kadeshiyu mutala adam acher livra. So in the third edition, the third volume of the Shmir Shabbos, that small edition of Ha'aras. So there, right, it adds the following, right, that v'ulai gam hu atzmo afilu avur achar zman. There it says, Shlomo Zalman, a step further. Lav davka adam achir. That's the case in the Gemara, no doubt. No, even that you yourself can go ahead and take what you need if it's lachar zman. For me to engage right now in ochem tov psalas, I require la'altum. So one can scatter and then select, and there's no need for l'altar. Very great chiddush. Maybe one could have argued that maybe if it's the same person, maybe that's all called the Maisa Breira. Maybe we don't view it in terms of two distinct steps. You're scattering and selecting. That's all considered to be the composite, right? The act of Borer. But Yerushalayim Zalman writes that no, maybe lav dafka d'macher. That's the case in the Gemara. But maybe even for Huatzmo, it's considered to be mutter. As Yerushalayim Zalman writes, the poshim shat in the sugya, that one can scatter the tarubos in order to avoid a Borer problem. There's a sefer which is called Ayol Meshulash. There in Perek Tes and Hara Pei Beis, it quotes Psak Halacha of Rav Yashiv, assuming that that's us. That that's all called Borer. But again, it doesn't explain then our sugya. Pashav Shat, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, that's Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Dal, in our sugya, that scattering the taruvos and then accessing whatever you need, right, there's not a Borer problem. Because ein Borer but taruvos. In order to assume that it's usser, you have to be marchar gemara. That's somewhat difficult. No, you have to assume that it's only mutter, because here the shtichas peros was done, right, as simply an act of what we call hagashas achila. No, what happened? Rabibi was serving. So of course, if he's serving, it's normal to put out the food. So if he puts out the food, right, ba'ayin yafis, so to speak, that you can't call borer. Even if the result will be that the taruvos is broken and now someone will access. But perhaps if a person will deliberately, right, scatter the taruvos in order to avoid the borer problem, maybe that's called one act of brera. Again, there it doesn't explain how you would read the Gemara, assuming that this one in fact would be asa. Rav Moshe, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that you see from our Gemara, apparently a chiddush that shada kamayu, rises in fact mutter. Unless you assume that shada kamayu is lay mutter b'dera chagasha, like the case in the Gemara. What are you going to argue? That Rabibi was not allowed to put the food out? Because if someone will take, therefore that could resolve a borer problem. So as long as it's done in terms of the service of food, that's not called an act of brera. But if the food is all before a person, and he realizes he wants this particular piece, let's say lachar zman, and the only way to do that is by breaking the taruvos, maybe one could argue that breaking the taruvos in order to access, that's all called a maisa brera. But again, as mentioned, Rav Moshe, Shlomo Zalman assumed that that should be a tetzer gomer in that particular case. Shada kamayu, and the turbus is broken, so now there's no problem, no requirement of that which is la'alta. Okay. We'll have to discuss more about the applications in Yantif, and then now we'll start discussing even the next sheer cases of halacha l'maisa, in terms of what constitutes min echad as opposed to shnei minim, what the definition of taruvos is also. Not all simple. Now, in broad strokes, it's easy to understand. No, you have a pre here and you have a pre there, that's not called a taruvos. Right, but where exactly do you draw the line? We pointed out that chiddush no sameach. Right, what exactly is the definition of taruvos? Svarim, clothing, right, different types of ochel. When do we consider to be shnei minim hamu'uravim zebazeh, that we consider that to be a problem of our. So we'll finish up some more details of the sugi and we'll start halacha l'maaseh as well tomorrow.